return from everything in the world. Otherwise,
I see. When I got saved, I'm a baby in Christ. To come just as you are. Being from Pocan, I did not realize that drunkenness was a sin. And then the Holy Spirit convicted me, and then I had a choice. I could continue my sin, or I could turn myself from sin and start following Christ wholeheartedly. And I chose to follow Christ wholeheartedly, okay, because Christ paid tremendous thing on the cross. And I refused to put him on the cross again, over and over and over again, because of my sin. Because if I truly repented, I wouldn't continue.
Amen. Can I ask you a question, sir?
Yes.
I'm with him. I'm his brother. If you kept staying in your sin, you said drunkenness.
Yes.
If you stayed in drunkenness, would you lose your soul?
According to the Bible, it says, I think 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and Galatians 5:19, be not deceived. And it says, the liar, the cheater, the sexually impure, the drunkard shall not inherit the kingdom.
So you don't believe in once saved, always saved.
No.
Awesome.
No.
That's
no.
Awesome, sir. But I have a question for you. I do have another question for you. No. So the church systems, did you go over the church systems at all yet?
I haven't gone over it yet.
Talk to him about the church systems, brother.
Well, the church systems, they teach a lot of man-made traditions.
Do you belong to one?
Yeah, I belong to church. I understand what you're saying.
What's the name of it? Help us.
Parkway Free Will Baptist.
Baptist. Tell them about the Baptist church, brother.
I understand. Once saved, always saved. I was telling him, your name can be taken out of lamps with the light. I told him three times in the Bible, God says I can take your name out of the book.
Well, what would you say, brother, to a man that sounds like he has some truth of God, but is united to false doctrine? What would you say?
Well, I would say, why are you united to the false doctrine, the false churches, sir? If you believe in all this stuff, which is biblical, why are you still united to a Baptist church?
Because they had the sound doctrine that you got to repent.
Are we supposed to make compromise for doctrine when it comes to, like, who we're uniting to?
No, but they're... No, I understand what you're saying.
In love, can I just say the Baptists haven't repented?
I know that.
They're of the world, but you just said they teach the doctrine of repentance and they haven't repented. Isn't that called hypocrisy?
No, that's a free will, which is different than
Southern Baptists. Do they keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter?
Okay, pagan holidays. Okay.
Who ordained those, Christmas and Easter, God or man?
Just a second. Christmas is celebrate the birth of Christ.
Who ordained it? Who told us to do it?
I assume man did. I don't have an answer.
Yeah, the Roman Catholics.
I don't have an answer.
So they're practicing a Roman Catholic holiday. How about Easter, which is linked to the paganism, Ishtar, but they call it Jesus' resurrection. Does the Bible tell us to celebrate his resurrection on one day?
No.
No. How about Good Friday? He died, they say, on Friday. He was in the grave 3 days and 3 nights. Friday to Sunday doesn't work. It's actually a lie. So the Baptists in love are practicing lies, and if you're there singing and praying with them, you're united to lies. Does that make sense?
I understand that.
You have to repent and come out of that.
Yep. He that loves her makes a lie, Revelation 22, won't be entering in. So that's why we care about you. We're asking you to repent, come out of that church, because if they're practicing lies, if they're practicing false doctrine, and you unite to that, and you overlook that sin... I mean, what's the Lord going to say when you reach the judgment seat? Right?
I think that's called fellowship idolatry. We like to be with people more than obeying God. That's really wicked. And the other thing I would say is the Baptist churches, they don't come out of the world. When I say world, there's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. The world is politics, which are corrupt, sports that are vile and rowdy and covetous, entertainment, movies, sports, video games, all these things that they make up. This is not of God's kingdom, is it? It's of Satan's kingdom. But the Baptists all live in the world. Go to church on Sunday. And what do? They go back in the world. Aren't we supposed to be...
separate from the world.
Not of the world. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. How can you have a gospel that doesn't call you out of the world, sir? You got to go a lot deeper. Because when you come out of the world, look at us. Look at us, sir. When you come out of the world, it'll change how you live, how you act, how you dress. God actually dressed us. He doesn't want us to dress like the culture. It'll change who you associate with, how you preach. You're out here handing out gospel cards. I think that's awesome. I love your zeal. But the problem is, if you're going to go back and link to false religion, do you know all your works of righteousness are just going to be wiped away as you live in sin? Don't compromise, sir. That make sense?
I understand.
Yeah. I'm going to let my brother finish with you. I love you. I want to give him a gospel card?
She gave me a
gospel card. I want to hear it. I want to give, my wife gave you one?
Uh, down here.
Okay, yeah, we'll take another one. We got a whole bunch of points on there. We got a bunch of articles on our website. My brothers have websites too. We're all linked together, but you must go deeper. I'll let you finish with them. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you for having ears to hear. Okay.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah, repent and go much deeper than the Baptists are going to take you. In fact, Jesus said, if you're of me, you got to lose your life. And you're going to lose all your Baptist friends, and you're going to lose that to follow Jesus biblically. Ponder that. Yeah. And we're here to help you if you do.
I understand. To follow Christ, people's not going
to
like it.
Right, exactly. But if we compromise and keep going to the Baptist church, we're not following Christ. Do you live around here?
Coal camp?
We're through this area. They're in Jefferson City. They'd love to encourage and Bible study with you anytime.
Yeah, if you need any.
Awesome. Brother Akuo talking to an older man. I walked up to help. It looked like he was kind of going down the Baptist trail for a while, and I just kind of helped him steer on the right way, and Brother Akuo is doing a great job with him and offering him Bible study and encouragement. So that was awesome. We're getting some good witnessing out here, and God is being glorified.